This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 21st of July. Durham were relatively comfortable victors over Derbyshire in the North Group of the Friends Life T20. They did stutter initially in their pursuit of Derbyshire's 136 for 7, slipping to 36 for 4, but Ben Stokes and Gordon Mutchell rescued the situation with a 5th wicket stand of 77. They eventually won by 4 wickets in the penultimate over. Derbyshire's top score had been just 32 after they had been put into bat. Chris Rushworth and Ryan Pringle each took a brace of wickets, while Will Smith returned figures of 1 for 9 from 3 overs. Nottinghamshire topped the North Group after beating Yorkshire by 25 runs at Headingley. David Hussey hit 52 off 42 balls, while Sam Patel stroked 46 off 37, as the Outlaws posted 155 for 8. Yorkshire's second wicket pair of Joe Sayers and Dan Hodgson then got the Vikings off to a good start with a standard of 67, but left-arm spinners Patel and Graham White turned combined figures of 4 for 37 off 8 overs, and they were held 130 for 6. There were 2 10-wicket annihilations in the Midlands, Wales and West group. Gloucestershire hammered Glamorgan by that margin at Cheltenham. Only 3 of the visitors' bats from each double figures, as they were held to 98 for 9. David Payne and the returning Ed Young each took 3 wickets, leading an excellent effort from the Gloucestershire bowlers. Chris Stent and Michael Klinger then knocked off the runs in less than 13 overs. Warwickshire could muster just a pitiful 73 against Somerset, whose openers Chris Jones and Craig Keysbetter then took little more than 8 overs to take their team to victory. Only 2 Bears batsmen reached double figures, as Yasir Arafat returned the scarcely believable figures of 4 for 5 from 4 overs. There were also a brace of wickets apiece for Alfonso Thomas and Craig Meshader. Richard Levy smashed 70 off 43 balls, as Northamptonshire strengthened their position at the top. His innings helped the Steelbacks post 137 for 6 despite a late struggle, and that proved just too much for Worcestershire. They slipped 35 for 3 in their run chase, for rallying thanks to Darrell Mitchell and Andre Russell. However, David Willey again bowled impeccably, and with figures of 3 for 13, and Worcestershire came up 6 runs short. Kent cut off the mark in the South Group by triumphing over defending champions Hampshire. They won the toss and posted 143 for 8, despite Sam Billings' 26 being the highest individual contribution. Sir Hale Tanvir and Danny Briggs each collected 3 wickets for Hampshire. Neil McKenzie then hit 47 in their run chase, for once end up on the losing side, as they finished 135 for 8. Mitchell Clayton was the pick of the Kent attack, with 2 for 24. And Essex thrashed Sussex by 7 wickets at Hove. Hamish Rutherford 84 off only 43 balls, as they won with almost 3 overs to spare. Sussex had totaled 146 for 8 after opting to bat, as several men made contributions, the highest of which was Roy Hamilton Brown's 31. Rhys Topley was the star of Essex attack, taking 4 for 26.